The Tear Bump. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Never mind the Iowa bump. Never mind the New Hampshire bump. The talk on the campaign trail is now about the power of tears. The pollsters must do all they can to qualify this tear bump because their livelihoods depend on it. Nobody's going to pay for polls that can't predict elections. So they have to figure out why it was that the polls on the Republican side in New Hampshire were so right, while the polls on the Democratic side redefined wrong. What was the X factor? What dramatic event happened on the Democratic side in the final hours of the race that didn't happen on the Republican side? Only one thing.
You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening.
And in those 2 minutes and 43 seconds, at least according to several very smart analysts that I've talked to, including persons of femaleness who intimately understand the woman voter and have made it very clear that I do not, votes changed. So now it must be determined. Does it matter where you tear up? Does it matter what you tear up about? Does it work only for a woman? Or can any candidate tear up and make the voters like them more? If John McCain tears up after telling that Irish joke about the twins meeting in the bar for the 50th time, will people forget that he's 71? And most important, if it turns out that the candidates have to start out-emoting each other, what does that mean for Barack Obama? How does he push it up a notch when he already pins the emoto-meter? Actually, there may be an opportunity for him. John Kerry endorsed him today. If that's not worth a good cry, he's truly not ready to be president. Now this. This is Dave Ross. On the web at DaveRoss.com.